From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. Crime in America is dropping, but the number of men and women behind bars keeps rising. However, recent investigations have shown not everyone headed to prison belongs there. NPR's Farai Chidea has more.
More than 2 million Americans are currently imprisoned, and that doesn't count those awaiting trial in local jails. The United States has the highest number of prisoners in the world, and some of them are innocent. Take the case of Dan Young Jr., unemployed and mentally disabled, who lived on Chicago's South Side. In 1992, police accused him and two friends of a sexual assault and murder. They all confessed. But according to reporter Steve Bagheera, who covers Young's case in the book Courtroom 302, there were obvious issues with the case.
The problem was that one of the suspects was in jail at the time of the offense, and all three of the suspects said that they had committed the crime with the other two guys.
Despite these inconsistencies and the fact that Young may not have understood what was happening at the trial, he was convicted. He was released earlier this year when a new lawyer took his case. Young had spent 13 years in jail. But Bagheera believes most innocent prisoners never go to trial.
A lot of defendants are in the jail faced with the choice of demanding a trial and having to stay in jail longer to fight the case, or taking probation today and going home. And they frequently will tell their public defender, I just didn't do this. And the public defender frequently will say, well, what matters is not what really happened. What matters is what I can prove in court.
Maddie DeLone is the director of the Innocence Project, founded in 1992 by lawyers Peter Neufeld and Barry Scheck. They and similar groups have used DNA evidence to free 163 prisoners. 14 of them were on death row.
We know that there's not DNA in most criminal cases, so we understand that the 163 DNA exonerations are really a small fraction of the innocent people who are in our nation's prisons.
The Innocence Project helped produce a new documentary, After Innocence, on the lives of those freed.
People who have been wrongly convicted and served on average 15 years, that's the average for the DNA exonerees nationwide, are owed something by our society if we really value justice and truth.
While some states have passed laws to compensate former inmates who were wrongly imprisoned, many of those freed receive absolutely nothing. Some state and federal officials do not believe that they should be held responsible for false imprisonment. They argue that in the course of justice, mistakes happen, and that the inmate's release is proof enough that the system works. That view isn't shared by everyone, particularly those who serve the time.
That was NPR's Farai Chidea.